looking for you. Let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. For I may be the only Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good evening, family. This is Thursday. Women Speak Now, and I'm your host, Minister Terry. What's the word? Today is September the 27th, 2018. We thank God for this day because we will never see it. Amen. Again, praise be to God. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are still on the throne, that Jesus sitteth at your right side. I thank you, Father, that you are still in control of your world with all the calamities going on. I thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father, for giving us as women this platform and a voice to speak and be heard, Father. And continue, Father, to be women of virtue, giving all honor glory and praise to you, Father, and to your Son, Jesus. And also, Father, glory to the men and to the children in this world. Father, I pray that all of us as people, people of God, I pray, Father, that we just humble ourselves. And I pray, Father, we have the strength and the courage, Father, just to turn from our wicked ways. And, Father, I pray that we live and understand that we are all the same. We are no one different. We are all the same. And I pray, Father, that we live in decent order, pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father, I petition my prayers to you, Father, in the almighty name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Family, I want to first begin and thank you guys, all the listeners, if you're on board on the broadcast right now and later on in the archives. I just thank you for being with me to share a word that the Lord has given me. Amen. What I want to speak on tonight, family, is being thankful, having a thankful heart, and walking in a thankful spirit. The definition, family, of thankful. Thankful is expressing. When we express thanks, we're conscious of the benefits received, the benefits received from God our Father. Amen. Being well pleased, relieved, expressing gratitude, being grateful, and being appreciative. I tell you, family, we can't take anything for granted. He, our Heavenly Father God, He has given us everything in this world freely. Amen. And I tell you, I'm not going to be giving a scriptural reference tonight because there will be many mentioned tonight of being thankful and thanking God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first family, I do want to start with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And yes, this is one of my favorites. I meditate on this day and night. Ooh, Jesus. What we have to do, family, we all have to get us some favorites. Get you a list of favorites as you're going through the Word. And there's some that may be specific to you when the Lord is talking to you through His Word. Write them down and just meditate on them. Amen. The 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus for you. He said everything. I tell you, family, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on with you, with us, in our circumstances, no matter what's going on in your neighborhoods, always wake up and thank the Lord. Amen. I can't help but think it. When the Heavenly Father God, when He wakes us up in the morning, we didn't do it. Some of us think we did it ourselves. Nobody else didn't wake it up. It wasn't your sister, wasn't your brother, wasn't your mother, wasn't your father, it wasn't your children that woke you up, and it definitely wasn't that alarm clock. We have to just wake up and thank Him. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up and open my eyes again, because somewhere, family, someone didn't open their eyes. That's when we have to be grateful, expressing gratitude, and being relieved and telling Him, being conscious of that's a benefit He has given us. Amen. And we are family. We are just the vessel to receive another second of breath. We have to just say, thank you, Lord. I wake up shouting, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You did it again for me to get in right standing with you. I don't care what else is going on in the world, just with Him, hallelujah, Jesus. Because when you trust in Him, you put everything else aside. You put a little hedge around your hedges, and you protect yourself because you know you believe. You believe and trust in the Lord, amen. Also, family, we must be thankful. We must be thankful for what we have, what He has provided us. A lot of us think we do those things on our own. We got those things on our own. We have to be thankful because I know when I have Jesus, I have all I need. And I can build on that foundation. When you build on the foundation other than Jesus, ooh, Jesus, you, ooh, Lord, you tell them you will be in trouble. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Also, family, just believe and trust him. Stand firm on your faith. Get into his word. Get more of his word into you. I was listening to the song that was playing before I started speaking, family. The change I want to see, the me first. It begins within us. It's in us before we can go tell anybody about the gospel of Jesus. It has to be within us. And it has to be within our heart and our spirit. Amen, family? I tell you, I love the Lord, and I can't help but praise him. And we have to just believe that he will provide all our needs. Psalms 106:1 tells us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever." Hallelujah, Jesus. I am so thankful, family. I am thankful that this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. A hallelujah. And I am glad in it, and I am rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. Just wake up. Thank you for opening them eyes. And I tell you, and if you on the broadcast and you hear me, he opened your eyes too. Amen, family. And who? Jesus is the only way. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the Lord. Glory. I can't help but praise him. Some of us, I tell you, family, some of us give ourselves too much credit. We give ourselves like, we do it, we did it, we did this. We can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. I'm going to make it personal. I can't do nothing without them. And I was doing things my way, things didn't work out. And I know I'm not the only one also, you know, because a lot of us don't understand this until we get into the Word of God, and we keep making the same mistakes. So hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God, I tell you. I can't help but thinking. Family, we have to just depend on him. Be dependent on him. And I thank God that I can depend on him. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know what, family? People may let you down. Our God is faithful. Ooh, Jesus. He may not be there when you want him, when you want him, but he's always on time. I tell you, he'll be there. Amen. He is so good. I can't help but thank it. We have to also, family, be thankful for him. Thankful for him saving us. Saving us. And freeing us from sin. Sin is going to always be around. And Pastor E's been talking about it on Wake Up, Get Up, Moving Your Purpose. Temptation. Temptation brings sin. But when you know you're tempted and you hear voices and it's not coming from the Word of God, you know that voice is telling you something different. You have to learn to just say no. No. Amen, family. I thank God for his word, because I tell you, his word, ooh, that change. That change has helped me, and I want to share him so I can help someone else. Amen, family. Jesus, I thank him because I feel free. We have freedom in Christ. Who the Son says free is free indeed. Such, ooh, truth to it. I like getting up at 4:30 in the morning. It's still dark. I just like walking, spreading my arms and praising the Lord and listening to praise songs because I feel free. I feel freedom in Christ. And people say, do you fear being out? It's still dark. Oh, he didn't give me a spirit of fear. He gave me that Holy Spirit that dwells within me. I say, hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. I can't help but thank him. Thank you, Lord. I thank him, Father. We have to thank the Father God. We have to thank him, family, for the food. When you're sitting at your dinner table, please, please don't let anyone rush into eating your meal. Anything you're about to put in your mouth, food, water, anything, because he has provided it. Say it before you ingest it. Amen, family. He is the provider, and he makes all things possible. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5:20 tells us, give thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. All things, good, bad. Ooh, good, bad, ugly. All things. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank Jesus. I thank and pray that no one goes, I pray, family, that no one goes hungry, because somebody somewhere, they're not eating, and somebody somewhere is eating maybe caviar or steak. Everything, and somebody somewhere has nothing to eat. So we all must be mindful, family. And you pray with me as we pray for those that have not. We have to just thank the Lord because he makes it all possible. And you know, family, I was raised in a household, and my parents taught us that you eat everything that was put on your plate. Our mama would remind us, she says, you know, somebody somewhere may not have food to eat. Also, what you received on your plate, you were sure to make sure you finished it. Amen. I tell you, we never waste the provisions. These are provisions he has provided. When I'm walking in the morning, family, I thank God for the food. I thank God for the food I see on the trees. And there's food on trees. I say to myself, my God, why are we letting fruit and vegetables, some people have vegetables in their yard and they have a lot of fruit trees, they're letting them go to waste. They're going to waste sitting on the tree. When I was growing up as a kid, growing up in Compton, I tell you, family, we hit every fruit tree in the neighborhood, and we had us a fruit party. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I mean, these fruit. Family, we have to make sure we're feeding these children fruit and vegetables. Those are good carbs for them, and decrease their fat intake and those bad carbs. Amen? We are the parents of the children. Be thankful, family. Be thankful and grateful for what he has provided. Amen. And if we have a car, we have to thank him for that car we ride in. No matter how it looks, no matter how it sounds, thank him because he made that possible. We have to thank him for the roof we have over our head. We have to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Also, family, we have to thank him. Thank him for the bed you sleep in. We have to thank the Father for everything. We must, family. We must not forget where all these things come from, who makes it possible. Family, also, thank the Lord. Some may not know who provided this. Some of these don't know where things coming from. We are to let them know kindly. And family, definitely teach your children. Teach the children where all things come from. I know Christmas is right around the corner, and we all have grands. I got grand nieces and nephews. I don't have grands, nieces and nephews. And you know Christmas right around the corner. Some of them have their list already made out. Some of them with expensive items. We have to be wise, and we have to teach them who allows their parents to provide them Christmas gifts. We have to teach them to thank God. Thank God for everything they receive. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, parents, you got to make sure that the children are thanking God and share Jesus with them. Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Be to God for his indescribable gift, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, I thank God today. My sister Ross and I was out doing a few errands. And, you know, we met a few people. Anybody you meet, family, you share the love of Christ. Thank God. God bless them. You know, thank Jesus. Share what you can with them. Amen. People need to know that the Lord loves them. Psalms, family, Psalms 103, 2 tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Thank you, Lord, because he did it. He bared it all. He paid it all on the Christ for ourselves. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, family, if we're working and we have a job, and if we have a business, we have to thank him and be thankful for the job you have and be thankful for the job you are doing. And if you have a job, do it well. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you do your job well, it's not your employee you're giving your best. It's God you're giving your best. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And be grateful. Be grateful and thankful on that job. Work hard. Go to work early. Do the right thing. No shortcuts. Don't shortcut and sell yourself out and mess your job up that the Lord has provided. Amen, family. I thank him. I thank him, family, for his grace, his unmerited grace and mercy. He gives freely. Thank him for his word. I thank him for his word. His word keeps us out of dark. I thank the Lord for his word. Psalms 119:105, family. This is another one of my favorite scriptures. This is on my list. This is one I meditate, get you a list too. We do go through the whole word, but I have some that just, they're personal to me, you know, like Matthew 6:33. First seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. But Psalms 119:105, I tell you, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That means we can't do nothing. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, without his word. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I can't help but thank you, family. I thank him, family, for my trials and my tribulation. I thank him because I tell you, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I count them all joy because if it wasn't for them, I would not be who I am today seeking more of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, I can't help but praise him. Family, we have to make sure we believe that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Even in our trials and tribulations, he's with us. Amen. And make it personal. Thank you, Lord. I just always say, thank you, Lord. Ooh, you've been so good to me. Ooh, hallelujah. Can't help but praise him. We got to praise him. If you feel like shouting, praise the Lord, wherever you at, if you get that feeling up in you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Family, Psalms 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and giving praises to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, most high God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, I can't help but thank him. We have to, family, thank him for his everlasting and unconditional love. You know how sometimes love can be with conditions. He loves us unconditionally. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, it feels so good. We have to thank him and keep thanking him. Thank him for keeping us safe. I thank him for keeping us safe in situations in my life. And I know we've all had some situations. It wasn't you that got you out of that situation. It was the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. You have to thank him. I'm so grateful, I tell you. Ooh, I thank him, family. I thank him for his word, for more discernment. Make it personal, family. You thank him for his word, for giving us this discernment. to know right from wrong, to know to stop making the wrong decisions. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. When you decide to follow Jesus, no turning back. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I just want to thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him, family. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for my family, my friends. I tell you, I thank him for the people he has placed. And you should be thanking for people he has placed in your life also. I tell you, at the right time, ooh, thank you, Jesus. He placed him at the right time so that we can either turn to Jesus or return our focus on the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we get off track, and sometimes the Lord will put a person in your life to get you back on track. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I can't help but thank him. I thank him for family. I thank him for the family that's near and far. And when I say family, I thank him for my immediate family. I thank the Lord for Pastor E and our Now Network, Provoke to Purpose Ministry family. I thank him for my Titans Capital Partners family. And I thank you, Lord, for my Facebook family. And I thank you, Lord, for our broadcast family, the listeners, and the followers family. I'm so thankful, yes, because you know what? We are touching each other by the Spirit through Jesus. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, we are all family. We are family. Ooh, Jesus said, when we're doing the will of God, we are family. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And family, I tell you, whatever we are doing, and whatever is going on in our lives, I tell you, never be discouraged. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Because he is with us. Ooh, we can't help but thank him. I thank him for forgiving me and forgiving us. We have to thank him, family, of our confessed and repented sins. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Some of us walking around, we can't even forgive. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We know we don't forgive, he won't forgive us. So, family, we have to forgive. Go to his word and learn through his word. Forgive. A forgiving heart will never make it with the Lord. Amen. I just thank him, family. I thank him for breaking strongholds, breaking bad habits, breaking foul language. Breaking negative thoughts that we keep in our mind. I thank him for that. That's the Lord. And the Lord changes you when you let him. And the song said, the change I want to see begins in me first. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank him, family. I thank him for the peace through Jesus, the peace that surpasses all. I thank him because ooh, well, it was a time, family, I didn't have peace after losing my mom. But I think that word and his word, it comforts me, gives me peace. It gives me courage. It gives me, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I can just wake up. I feel so free. I can't help but thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I had to get out of the house so I don't wake the whole household up. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you. We are to be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged so we can encourage others. Encourage others that Jesus can change your life. He can change the way you think when you let him. Let the Lord lead you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be encouraged. And I tell you, family, no matter what's going on in the world, thank him and praise him because he, the Father, is still on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. And he's still in control. And I thank him because I can be still in peace because I know that he is God. He is God Almighty. He don't need your help, my help, nobody else's help. He got how my friend Jennifer rest in heaven, Jen used to say, God got me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I can't help but praise. I thank him for keeping us. I thank him for keeping me. I'm making it personal, family, when nothing else could. And I thank him that he's keeping me when nothing can snatch me out of his hand. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, I thank our Heavenly Father God. I thank him for trusting Pastor E to allow me another opportunity to be the vessel. We're vessels and servants, and we're here to serve the Lord. But to be the vessel tonight to share a word, I say, use me, O Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful to him. I'm so thankful to him that I want to seek more of him, more of his word, more of his word to minister to me. I minister to myself first so that I can minister to others. Oh, the Lord is so good. I'm so thankful for him. I minister so it'll be pleasing in the Lord's sight, not my sight. Amen, family. I thank the Lord, family, for everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know we've all had some bad times and we've all had some good times, but we have to just thank the Lord. Amen. No matter what. I tell you, no one should take anything for granted. Family, this concludes the end of our broadcast tonight. But what's the word on Women Speak Now? At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor E. And if anyone has any questions, comments, or if you require prayer, you may press 1 at this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As always, awesome word. God bless you, woman of God. Yes, I want to take this opportunity to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to let your voice be heard here on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry. And I know she has downloaded some awesome information. I know I'll be on the archive tonight. And yes. Missing some of those scriptures that you poured out there, but awesome word, and I just want to congratulate you. Area code 661-641-1672. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry.
What's the number? I'm trying to take it easy. I can't complain. Thank God that I have another day, like you say,
in
his word.
Thank God.
Yes, and I did want you and Pastor E to pray for me. You know, I have been telling you about different procedures I've been going, and I had rededicated, but I think Satan putting this illness on me that's keeping me back. But I just read the word, and I said, I called to hear you yesterday on the line, and I said, at the wrong time. And I almost slept through this, and I took my medicine, but I thank God. It must have been a reason for me to hear you this evening.
Thank God.
And get the word. Yeah. And he's working with you, sis. I just love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
And
right now,
Pastor, for bringing us together. Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you touch my sister Rachelle. You touch her body from head to toe, Father. Father, you make her, you strengthen her where she needs to be strengthened, Father. You give her that mindset that it's already done, Father, that you, the blood of Jesus, will cover her body from head to toe. And Father God, we thank her. We thank my sister Rachelle for being able to get on this broadcast tonight, Father, just to say thank you, Lord, and believe and receive, Father, what you have for her. And Father, that she believe in her mind, and her mind is relaxed and her body is at peace, that everything is going to be all right in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
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 You know,
God is able, you know, and everything we know, everything we give it to him when we pray, you continue to pray and leave it at the altar and let his will be done, you know, leave it out.
Right.
Clear your mind. You know, I prayed to him. I had to pray last night. I was up, sis heard me, but my left leg was bothering me. I think walking, I tweaked it or so. But I prayed, and I prayed to him. And you know what? I woke up this morning. Oh, I could jump. I could jump, do everything, you know. But that's why I say, God, he is a miraculous God. And we have to just trust and believe. And like I said, he may not call when we want him, but he's going to be there on time. All we have to do is pray, leave it at the altar, and free our minds. Amen.
Amen,
I love you. I love you, sis, and I thank you for chiming in tonight, too. And you're probably going to be asleep after the broadcast, but I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Love you, sis.
All right. Love you, too. Love you all. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you, sis.
Yes, complete.
Amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Area code 334-1042. This is Prophetess Lisa here on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry. Good evening, woman of God. Oh, wait a minute. I pushed the wrong button. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Prophetess Lisa, I'll bring you now.
Yes. Evangelist, hi. How are you,
hi.
My beautiful sister?
And
I love you.
I love you.
You know,
also.
Yes,
oh, I love
blessed.
You so much. How are you?
Oh,
how you doing?
I'm doing well, blessed. I was just telling my sister, you know, on my left leg, I tweaked it walking, but, you know, I prayed over it last night, woke up this morning, and could jump around and do everything. I said, God is so
praise
miraculous.
God.
Praise am I thinking all the time, you know, but it's good to hear you.
I thank God for you, and I just want to give you a shout out, and I want to say to you tonight, my sister, Minister Terry, you continue doing what you're doing. You continue letting God use you. You continue to teach or preach his word. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing turn you around. I don't care what it look like, what it is. You keep on going for God. Because let me tell you something. I was sitting here, and I got most of the scriptures that you've given out. And I thank God for the topics that you give us. Be thankful.
Be thankful. Yes, you know.
Be thankful.
Thankful. You know,
be
thankful. You know, I'm so thankful you got on, and I graciously received that, too, you know, because we need to be encouraged. We have to encourage one another because, like my sister said, the enemy comes. But you know what? You have to tell them. You don't live here. I tell them, get out of me, you know, and I had to praise. I praise the Lord and keep them away, you know. So,
and when you said that about being thankful, I preached on that maybe a year ago. Be thankful. Be
thankful
and bless his name.
Yeah,
be
bless his name.
And
praise
bless
him.
His name.
Bless
we
his name.
We got to be thankful. And I heard you say, when you wake up in the morning, and that's the way I am, when there's nobody
thank
here
you,
but
Lord.
Me. Nobody here but me.
Nobody.
And when my eyes open in the morning, hallelujah to you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
When my
hallelujah.
Eyes open in the morning, I wake up and I say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Because you
and
know,
no the other morning,
that's a blessing.
Minister Terry,
yes,
the other
Lord.
Morning, when my eyes open, I jumped up out of bed and I say, thank
wow.
you, Jesus.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
And look, my sister, I ran from my bedroom down my hallway around my around my kitchen island, and I made a round back, and I ran through this house, and I kept saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you know
you,
what?
Mm-hmm.
I know what God has done for me. I know where
sir.
He has brought me from. I know what
sir.
He's doing in my life. And I'm going to tell
right.
you, God, it's been so good to me.
Isn't he good?
And I can't help but to say thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. I can't
help
but to give him thanks. I can't
thank
help but to
you.
Give him thank you.
Praise
him. Psalm
103.
Yes, Lord. Psalm 103.
Oh, my soul.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. All praise.
Bless the Lord, all my soul. And bless
all praise.
God, all
that's right.
That word, he said, bless. That's me.
Bless.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him.
Yes, Lord. Gratitude.
Thank
be
him.
Grateful. Ooh, thank you,
be
Lord.
Be grateful.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Praise that for 106 verse 1. Give
yes.
thanks.
Yes. I tell you, his
thanks?
Mercy.
So we're giving thanks to God.
His mercy. His mercy. His mercy is forever. Yes.
Yes.
We gotta. We gotta receive
yes.
it. Yes.
And
let Jesus.
Thessalonians.
Yes.
Thessalonians 5:18.
That's one and everything.
everything.
Everything you think. Yes, Lord.
You give thanks. We have to give God thanks in everything, not for everything, but in
everything. That's right.
Give him thanks.
No matter what. Amen.
Give him thanks.
I tell you, I'm so glad you joined us tonight, too.
I had to. I was sitting here, and I said, she may not be coming on, but I know you said every 4:30.
Praise the Lord.
Hit this one and call in and encourage myself in the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I love you too.
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna call you. If I don't call you tomorrow, I'm gonna call you over the weekend, not Sunday, but maybe Saturday. Okay.
You was in my spirit to call you on yesterday, cause I just had a birthday. And I want to tell you, God is so good.
Oh, happy belated! Yes.
And I had such a blessing. They giving me a party on Friday night.
Okay.
And the people were there. I was so blessed, and I thank God.
Glory to God. Yes.
And
but
I
you
love
know what?
So much.
I know. I'm gonna call you though. Your number's still the same, right?
It's still the same. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm gonna call you. I love you.
I love you.
Amen.
Yes, we do. God bless you. And
yes.
Happy belated birthday. I know I was able to text you birthday wishes, but gracious
I got to get her on Facebook. Get her on Facebook, Pastor, so I can keep up with her. You know, she's always on the go like
that's
you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless.
Bless you,
love you.
Amen. Amen. Area code 714, last 45089. We already know who this is, but welcome to What Women Speak Now with Minister Terry.
Good evening, Pastor E and Minister Terry, my beautiful sister, who I love so much.
Good evening, sis. Love you.
And I love you. I heard my other sister, Rachel, and I touch and agree, sis, everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. Yes.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yes,
you just have to be thankful that, hey, the Lord has brought you this far, and, hey, he's going to carry you all the way.
Thank you, Lord.
But anyway, sis, I'm so thankful that I was able to hear this broadcast tonight because, hey, you know, we're all about being grateful and thankful.
Yeah,
and I know
you're right.
When we wake up, and like you say, when we hit the floor, we hit the floor running. We hit the floor praising God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
My sister gets up. You get up a lot earlier than me, you know. But I know you get up and set the pace, and I get on up too, and then I praise God all day long.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so grateful, sis. This was a mighty word, and hey, it's definitely something that we all have to be thankful for. There's always something to be thankful for. I don't care what you're going through.
Yes.
I don't care your situation may look like. You know how bleak
things
might be. We just have to, hey, just be grateful for where we're at and trust God and believe that, hey, he's going to take
trust
us where we need to be.
Trust and believe.
So this was a mighty, mighty word, sis. I'm over here in the laundromat right now.
Glory
to God. I'm thankful for these dirty clothes and having some clothes to get washed.
Yes, Lord.
I'm just so thankful. Woo, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thankful for
clean
clothes.
Yes. Thank you, sis. I love you.
Thank you
for chiming in.
Love you all. All right,
God bless you. Amen.
Yes.
Anybody else want to chime in? Go ahead and dial one. Yes, the joy of the Lord is on this broadcast. And yes, we are thankful for each other. I cannot overemphasize how much we need to continue to grow in loving one another and being thankful for one another. I'm proud when I see you shine. I'm proud when I see you blessed.
Right.
We need to be more encouraging to each other that
everything
is working out, and you can receive what God has for you. So I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for each and every one of you that joined us tonight and continue to follow us. Yes, October 1st is our kickoff for season or quarter four. And we're revving up all of the outlets here on the Now Network. Let's Speak Now. Let's talk Jesus. Excuse me.
Let's talk Jesus.
We'll be fired up on Monday, continuing the rest of this year, this season of 2018. Man up, Pastor Dwayne, myself, and some other brothers. Some new meat is going to be coming live on Man Up the Movement. Wednesday night is available. We're looking for an energetic broadcast for Wednesday. We could do it in the daytime or nighttime, but we are taking requests now for that. Thursday night is going to continue. Women Speak Now. Friday night, yes, you know we have Let's Talk About It, which is this tomorrow night with myself and Pastor V. And then the other Friday will be a live broadcast here at the Now Network Studios for Friday Night Live. Then Saturday, of course, Real Talk with Pastor E, Domestic Violence Next Door. And Sundays also, we're looking to open up a night broadcast, not a day broadcast, not to mess with other people's ministry schedules, but something to finish strong as we get ready to go into our week. So we're praying over all that. We thank for all of our covenant partners in praying with us and being in agreement, but let's get ready to cross over. Oh yeah, it's getting close. It's time to finish strong. God bless you all.
Amen.
Any last words, Minister Terry?
Yes, Pastor, I just want to tell the listeners, you know, there's some words like, thank you, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I apologize. These are some words people struggle with and have a hard time. But no matter what comes, any and everything, thank God and pray. And I tell people, just be patient, yes, and be persistent in whatever circumstances that you're going through, because your season will come. If you just, I tell them, don't quit, don't look back. God has you. I said, like Jennifer, God got me. You know, so you have to just trust. Amen.
Amen.
That's it, family. I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Well, I dare you to give him every fiber.
Amen.
With all my DNA, glory. Father, I give you all the praise for everything in me.
Family, thank you for joining our daily broadcast.